Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Can a girl have fun? Pocket full of sunshine, in the scenes, I'm in a bit online. Money's everything.
Is that a real song? Or you just made that up? Because if you're doing that, you
Zach,
already...
Zach, do you know?
Yeah, it's Addison Rae, dude.
Is it?
He knew right away!
Fuck!
And she's a celebrity crush.
Fuck!
What?
Celebrity?
She's a celebrity crush.
Fuck! We should be switching this the next month. Will you do that? Yep, there we go. Slushy Noobs calendar. No. I mean, that's one way to do it, I guess. Oh, that's good. Do you know what this is?
Do you not know that?
Do you know what this is referencing?
That meme. It's frog.
It's not frogs. It's two guys.
It's frog, isn't it?
Fears cringe is cringe. It's actually one of my favorite memes.
Oh, of course. Why?
Sort of just embrace the cringe.
Yeah.
The guy that is cringe is enjoying this beautiful scenery on the side of this bus, filming it with his phone.
That's you. That's so you.
And the guy that fears cringe, there it is, is up against the wall.
Mm. But fears cringe is just one option for it.
One version.
What's
of
another
that
version
meme?
Of that?
There's
meme.
Plenty of other ones, but that's my favorite.
I'd like to see another one.
This is what I want to see.
Yeah, a fall day.
Everybody just loves it.
Everybody happy?
What's
nice.
What's one you would write?
For this?
Mm-hmm.
Loves... enjoys... Eats any food they want. Eats anything that's tasty.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Watches out for things that are bad for them.
Mm. Has Supreme clothes, don't have Supreme clothes.
Yeah, that's good.
Has seen Lion King 1.5, hasn't seen Lion King 1.5. Have you seen that movie?
There's a Lion King 1.5?
Have you seen that movie?
Have not.
Well, wait, hold on.
Actually, I might have.
I might have when I was
dig
like a kid.
Dig a tunnel.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yes, it was because it's the telling of Lion King through the eyes of Simone and Pumbaa.
Simone.
What's his name?
Timon
and Pumbaa.
Yeah, I remember that one.
It airs phenomenal. Honestly, Zach, what is that based off of? Is it based? I feel like it's based off a play.
What?
Slimy yet satisfying.
Lion King?
No, obviously that's based off of Hamlet, right?
Lion King? Yeah.
But then the Lion King 1.5, I think, is based off of another play.
Zach's going to work today.
We've been on for 3 minutes. I'm like, Zach.
Last episode, Zach. He didn't have to do shit. And this episode, he's
And this time,
moving.
He's working.
Lion King 1.5 was inspired by Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
That's right.
Which you've seen.
That's right.
Which is what?
Famous play.
Bless me.
Bless you.
It's an absurdist existential tragic comedy by Tom Stoppard.
Waiting for Godot.
Godot.
That, because there was a version of Steve Martin and Robin Williams did that on Broadway together.
Waiting for Godot?
I think so. How iconic would that be to go see that?
It's one of my favorite duos.
What else have they been in together?
Wait, what?
Steve Martin and Robin Williams?
That's not three guys? Steve Martin, Rob, and Williams?
Steve Martin, Rob, and Williams.
It's kind of like the Beatles.
Your joke could have made it, but then you fucked it.
My favorite duo is Robin Williams. I mean, they're just iconic.
It's tragic.
They've done so
many things. Well, they're dead.
They're iconic together. Tragic I didn't Henry. Realize that they did a sort of quad thing, Beatles style. I didn't realize that they had Steve Martin, Rob, and Williams all together in one thing.
Yeah. This is Michael Coded when he goes,
I love that.
Dude, when Robin Williams died, it fucked me up. And here's the thing. This is an inside joke of the friend group. It definitely fucked. This is the thing. It fucked everyone up. Everyone remembers where they were, but he needs to be the, he's like, no, like it hit different for me. And we're like, okay. David Lynch dies, comes home. I'm gonna be fucked up for a while.
I was with Michael when Robin Williams died.
And what did he go like this? What did he do?
Zach, what's the date of that? Can you tell me the date that was?
2014, I want to say.
It was 2014.
August 11th, coming up, guys.
August 11th, 2014?
2014, yeah.
So check this out. Michael was in Cincinnati with our friend Brett.
Yeah.
He and Brett drove up from New Orleans to come and like pick me up to take me back to school.
Okay.
We were at Montgomery Inn, which is a barbecue restaurant. They've got ribs as their specialty. Mm-hmm. It's not like a like hole in the wall. We're barbecuing. It's like a nicer barbecue kind of spot. And I was sitting there. We were all hanging out. It shows up on the, they had like a little TV thing. Robin Williams dead. I can assure you, Michael did not cry in that moment. Absolutely. He was definitely.
I mean, I was rocked. I was like, everyone was rocked. But no, it was just more of the fact that he experiences things more than others.
And you know what else? Do you know what else happened that night?
What?
So in college, freshman year, people used to tell Michael every once in a while that he looked like Diplo, which I can see. He's got a little bit of like this similar like head shape, whatever. And
okay,
this woman comes up.
The older Michael's getting, I can see that.
Like this. Look, that's kind of Michael.
Yeah, it's a bit Michael,
as an old
right?
man, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
If Michael worked out.
Yeah. But.
And if he just, his hair was shorter.
I'm just kidding. I keep roasting him. He's not here to defend himself.
So he used to get Diplo all the time. We're at this restaurant and the server comes up. She's like,
because he had his hair dyed.
No, not at this time. No. Michael used to do this kind of like spiky thing with his hair where it was like really big and would like come out. If Zach can pull up a picture of that, that'd be crazy.
I don't know how I do.
Yeah, I don't know how. But he used to have like spiky.
Is this real though?
Hair, but it was like bit, like was long cool? and spiky. Like it looked kind of like Goku. Nope, that's not Michael Reeves.
Was it cool?
Yeah, it looked good for him at the time. But anyway, this woman comes up, the waitress. She's maybe like late 40s, early 50s. She comes up to Michael and she goes, "You know who you look like? You must get this all the time." And he goes, "Diplo." And she went, "Who?" And he was like, "People say I look like Diplo all the time." And she goes, "No, you look just like Martin Short."
But don't your family think that?
My dad thinks that.
Yeah.
My dad thinks that. I love like Martin Short. And Martin that's, Short. That's no diss to Martin Short.
Oh, no. That's not what it was. What? My dad thinks that they look like that. He looks that like
is,
Martin
he
Short.
He does kind of look like
this
Martin.
This is what she
that's
said.
That's really funny.
This is even better. This is even better.
Okay.
This is even better.
Okay.
Oh, she goes, "You know who you look like?" He says, "Diplo." She goes, "No, Clay Aiken."
Oh my God.
Yes, she said Clay
it's
Aiken.
It's because of the hair.
It was because of the
at
hair.
That time, at that feels time, like he yeah. doesn't look like that now.
Let me get to see a picture of Clay Aiken.
Wow. Closeted Clay Aiken.
Well, these are.
Yeah, but like that on the. Yeah, that one right there.
And was that the end of his hair?
No, it wasn't. But we were just like, yeah, huh.
Okay. If I was invisible.
What an era.
I would just watch you in your sleep.
Do you know what's starting to happen? This sort of. We're not even really late summer yet, but what? we talked about this about a year ago. When you start to see the, as I called it, which I think it might actually just be called as well, but the autumnal sun. Do you remember this?
Who?
I vaguely do remember this that you were talking about.
Do you remember this?
Who?
Last year, I figured out the reason that it can look like fall outside is because of the direction of the shadows on the ground. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I do. Mm.
And this was a huge breakthrough for me because I never knew for years and years and years why I could be like, it just looks like fall outside, even if the leaves haven't changed, even if all that. It's because of the position of the sun in the sky and the way that it casts a shadow at certain hours of the day.
Because of the time.
Because that changes year round.
Because are we now losing daylight or is it, right?
Yeah, we started losing daylight on the...
What time does the sun go down now?
The 22nd of June, I believe.
What time does the sun go down?
It's still late.
8?
But the longest day of the year...
today.
Yeah.
The longest day of the year is the first day of summer. Did you know that?
I did. Wow, 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 everybody. Welcome back to episode
90.
We don't know.
No, it's 89.
It's 89?
Yeah.
For sure?
Yeah. It's episode 89.
For sure?
For sure.
Why?
Because it is.
All right.
Episode 89, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in once again.
We still have merch left. We still have subscribing left. We still have all of these wonderful things left for everybody. You can like things, you can comment, you can go to the Patreon for bonus episodes, all of these wonderful things. Okay, so like...
I have a mustache.
I know. Do you like it?
You know what?
Is it growing on you?
Is it growing on me? Literally. It's not fake.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That was good. Can I do a segment? Very important segment.
Sure.
This is it. Cue the music, Connery. And by cue the music, I mean add it. Please. This is the time when Veronica has a Coke Zero. This is the time when Veronica cracks open a Coke Zero. She cracks open a Coke Zero. She goes crazy and goes loco. This is the time when Veronica opens up a Coke Zero.
Love that segment. Thank you for that music, Derm. The mustache thing is interesting. It's been about a month, just under a month. You know, I told myself I would go the full month. Oh gosh.
I wish you could have seen my, Connor, zoom in on the face, whatever I did there. Cause that was kind of joking, but the way my eyes, but then it was so real. Like I went like this, I'm gonna look at you. Ready?
Yeah. You just did it again though. Like I think just naturally as you took a sip.
Oh, and then I'm gonna go work out after this. Oh!
Let me get a swig of that.
Get my nails done after this.
But the mustache, you know, I kind of like it, but at the same time, I'm really craving the feeling of taking a buzzer to it and just watching it all go away. Just going.
Would you shave your head?
It's like cutting grass. No, but sometimes I really get that feeling too. Where I'm like, oh, it just feels so good to just take a buzzer to my head and just shave it.
Zach, what do you think Kyle would look like with a shaved head?
I don't know. It's a toss up. It might look cool. You never really know.
I can tell you what I would look like here. Take your Coke. I have a lumpy head.
We all do.
Zach does have a smooth noggin.
Smooth ass head.
See, I don't have that sort of.
What do I have?
Yours, you can tell.
It's smooth. You got a smooth head. You could shave your head and it would look.
No way.
Fine, yeah.
No way.
I've got these little bumps.
Really?
Have I got like divots and bumps and shit like that?
Right here.
You really don't.
Right here, feel this.
Crater.
No, you would be good to shave your head. Not me. And also-
You never know till you know, man.
Well, here's the other thing. The shape of my head-
It's totally-
Veronica, look, take your finger like this and run it down. There you go. Now just go down the back. Yep, you feel that right there? Divot. Bump, lumpy.
Well, that's from when your parents dropped you.
Honestly, maybe. But shape.
I have that literally.
No,
I have
no,
that
no,
too.
No, no. See, look, here's the other thing.
I got a bit of a divot.
Yeah.
The shape of your head. the shape of your head, right? You've got your forehead.
My shit's nice.
And it sort of just levels out nice and flat right here. You know, it's like a sort of thing. Mine actually kind of like goes up.
Oh.
Still.
Yeah, and it's like, what's his name? Krillin.
Who?
Like, oh, yeah. From like Krillin? No, he doesn't look like that. Oh, yeah, kind of like this.
Actually.
Let's see.
If your head would
It sort of goes like up a little more.
Wait, I think...
It's because
I do want to see it though, even though your hair.
I've been telling him to cut his like to shave his head forever.
It's because it needs space for my brain.
But your hair is what makes you. Do you know what I mean? Your hair is like iconic. Like
my hair,
it's what makes you you.
It is. If you lose, it makes you really. You're not. No one will know.
No one will know who you are, and it makes you.
They won't like you anymore too.
I'm looking in the mirror.
I want to use the word hot.
I couldn't shave my head. And have a mustache.
I look sick. Well, not with the mustache, maybe.
No.
Maybe someday. I would do it for like a role. I would do it for a role.
Yeah. If you should see what the mustache would look on me, like on me. You should try and put it on me.
Like that?
I kind of burped and you can smell my chicken.
I can smell that. Yep. That's nice. I love that. God. No,
Zach's disgusted.
No.
Zach's disgusted.
The thing about like, what's the
chicken,
wildest thing?
Chicken.
Oh no, you know what? You have had that before.
What?
Just like a wild
haircut.
Switch up for hair.
Of course, I've had a few since what do you mean? When I was manic and I moved to New York and I cut my hair and then I dyed it and then I cut it shorter and then but now it's been.
It's been growing up for how long?
This is my healing era.
Yeah.
Fuck, I haven't had a haircut in probably in come December 2 years or come November 2 years.
Whoa.
Because I just said let it go.
Well, you've had
let it grow.
You've had a trim up though.
Oh, one.
Yeah.
A singular one, you're right.
See, because the most like drastic thing I've ever done, because I used to have the same-ish hair for a long time. I would kind of, it was long. I tuck it behind the ear sort of thing. I kept my hair long. And short in the back, long in the front was my vibe. And then I moved here and I was just sick of it. I was done. So I switched it up. But enough that when I did, people were like, hey, yo, this dude got a haircut.
I just need you guys to know, right before this podcast started, Kyle was like, let's just go crazy.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. You're like, let's just go crazy. Let's just go with it. And now we're talking about haircuts.
I didn't say let's just go crazy. You said we have nothing to talk about. And I said,
no, I said, but that doesn't mean, I didn't say we have nothing. I just said I have nothing. But you just said, like, let's go crazy. And then we're talking about,
I said, let's just go with it. I didn't say go crazy.
Okay, I'm going with it.
Let's just flow the way that it had been and always was and always will be. The way that it's been
since the beginning,
the way that it's been written, the way that it's
been. Same. I've been watching the new Lena Dunham show. I've watched like 4 or 5 episodes, and it's good. It's good. What have you?
That's what you got.
Yes. I like it. I do.
And
it's good.
It's good. Yeah. You know what we watched though the other night that is good. Actually. Phenomenal filmmaking, and the movie is Johnny English.
Oh my God, you guys. 1738. I loved it so much. Johnny English, you know, Mr. Bean, adjacent, just is Mr. Bean with a different name, but he can talk. And fuck, we were laughing.
Rowan Atkinson, by the way. Rowan Atkinson. Yeah.
And... He, dude, that's fucking classic comedy. My favorite was when there's like a hole in the ground and then like, you just know, you know what I mean? Like you're like, he's going to fall in this hole and I want him to fall in this hole. But then he, do you know what I mean?
It's such good. I mean, we were laughing from the beginning when he like is trying to be the cool agent and he walks in with his coat and just throws it out the window. It's so funny. It's such simple, stupid jokes, but it is so funny.
What did he say about, even before that, when there's like a line, he's talking to the other agent and he's like, oh, are you going to coast of Aruba?
Yeah,
what
does
he say? It's like he's so.
I forget.
Yeah, he's like, The Ghost of Aruba. But so it was really, really funny.
It's a really, I think that English people. What?
I'm letting you cook.
English people are funnier.
Yeah, and they're better actors. That's why.
And they're better actors.
They're better actors. They're better people. They're more present. There's more culture. There's more community. They are more. They're artists.
How do we?
We are dumb Americans.
How do we become English? Do you know what I mean?
That is.
Wait, Zach. I need you to look something up for me.
Whoa.
What is Charlie XCX's last name?
XCX. That's what it is. Can you do?
Her name is Charlotte Emma Aitchison or something. I don't know how you say it. Aitchison.
Let me see. I can do
it. Different than Rowan Atkinson.
Scottish name, but yeah, it's different from Rowan Atkinson, but it's not far.
Okay, because I was wondering.
Who's she?
If they could be related potentially.
Ah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I think that I'll say this publicly. It's not a diss either, by any means. I said it to you guys. I see a similarity between Rowan Atkinson and Joe Jonas. They've got similar, there's a similar something going on, especially with like that era of Rowan Atkinson and Joe Jonas today. And Joe Jonas.
Joe Jonas, and let this go on, let's let this go on or off the record. Is he a very handsome man? Yes.
So is Rowan Atkinson. In person.
He's a very, well, I would argue Joe Jonas is about 50 times hotter than
Zach.
Rowan,
let me get 2020. Okay, no.
Dirty.
Let me get 2003 Rowan Atkinson.
Come on, dog.
2003
Joe
Rowan
Jonas,
Atkinson.
If I were single.
2003 Rowan Atkinson. And then let me get a picture of present day Joe Jonas. No, that's not present
Joe
day.
Joe Jonas is hot.
This, I don't know what he looks like.
His hair is short right now. Just go to like,
this is crazy.
I Googled 2025.
Everyone's screaming out their computers right now.
Go to his Instagram.
Or in
I'm not
car.
Saying they're identical twins. I'm saying there are similarities.
Bro. There
are similarities. Mm. It might be nose shape.
Oh, I think it's the honestly, it might hair. Be,
it
I think
might
it's
be,
hair.
It might be eyebrows. It might be head shape.
I don't really see it.
There's something.
I really don't.
I don't see it at all.
That's Joe Jonas or that's...
Yeah.
I'm serious.
That's not Joe Jonas.
Oh, okay. No, that's Rowan Atkinson.
You're dragging him through the mud.
I'm not. I think Joe Jonas is a beautiful human being. I think Rowan Atkinson is also a beautiful human being.
You think Rowan Atkinson is a hot guy? I'm
he's
sorry.
Not a hot like guy, but he's handsome.
I'm sorry. What? Am I wrong?
No, I like that argument. I like that. Like, Rowan Atkinson's hot. He was hot.
He's handsome.
Yeah.
Mr. Bean.
He's got an X.
Let me see the Mr. Bean when he was like even younger.
This was when he was in the show that I liked. Yo, come on.
Like, I'm sorry, but it's just, awesome. I'm just not seeing
There's
it.
Just a couple of angles.
And I'd like to say we're friendly with Joe Jonas. And
there's just a couple of angles in that movie. They've got like a similar like skin complexion as well.
It's like, yeah, they're like Italian kind of looking or something. I don't know.
And then just at the right angle.
I don't even know what you're like. It's like you saying that.
You just make like similar faces.
That I look like Nanny McPhee.
You don't.
I might.
You just don't.
A little bit. Let's see.
Zach thinks so.
Literally, when I do
a
that
spitting
trick,
image.
It's, when I do that trick, when I can look like my tooth is gone. That would be my cover if I did remake of Nanny McPhee. New goal in my life. Another goal in my life, have a wildflower case, phone case. Design it.
Oh, like
with the Carlsons.
Collab with them.
Yeah.
That's coming. That's for sure coming soon.
I would love that.
You're calling that. What's another sort of like role from that era? Nanny McPhee, Johnny English, whatever era. That you would love to re-adapt to now?
I would just do Mr. Bean, but I don't want to.
But not Mr.
Bean.
I don't know. Like if they rebooted Nanny McPhee, you would actually be down.
Like probably not because I don't have a good British accent. And Nanny McPhee has to be English.
I'm Nanny McPhee.
Like, I don't think that they would go Veronica, you know. They'd go, she's too gorgeous to be doing that.
Yeah, true.
You kind of look like, honestly, he looks more like Mr. Bean than Joe Jonas does.
You think so?
Am I wrong?
That's a compliment. What's one of his
especially
faces?
Especially with that mustache.
Let me see the Mr. Bean, like, face that he does.
He goes like,
we're really queuing up a lot here for you, Zach.
Yeah, like, I'm seeing that more for you.
I love Mr. Bean.
I'm trying to feel, I feel my head. Whoa! That's how it feels.
Today's episode is brought to you by ZocDoc.
As many of you know, I have an incredible gum graft journey. And so I needed another gum graft. And I found my doctor on ZocDoc and was in there and had the surgery within like a week. And I love my doctor. She's incredible. I found my other family physician.
Primary care doctor
through ZocDoc. I truly use it quite often.
That's right. And ZocDoc makes it super easy to find a doctor right now. You would probably be able to find a doctor and book an appointment before the end of this ad. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment.
Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/nevermind to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/nevermind. ZocDoc.com/nevermind. And now, back to the episode.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Come with me.
Are you Connery's wedding at this point?
In our world.
They're going to Connery's wedding. And I'm filming a movie all of August.
You'll be
in. I do Willy Wonka.
Your imagination.
Did you hear me? I'm filming a movie all of August.
Are you allowed to talk about it?
No, but I'm just letting everybody know that I'll be busy and maybe less videos and maybe less things coming out because I'm busy.
Sheesh, she gonna be up on that set. Set light. Can you talk about what the movie's about at all? I don't even really know.
No, I really can't.
But it's about like a girl.
No. That's it. That's the only thing you're allowed to say. That's the only thing you're allowed to say.
It's about like a girl.
No. Nope.
And she watches a movie that changes her whole perspective on
life.
That's
not true. He's totally lying. What did we watch last night? This British movie that was really...
Life is Sweet.
Oh my God. Great. I've never seen a movie like it. It's so character-y, but everyone's grounded and quick and heartbreaking. And and the guy from Harry Potter's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Remus Lupin.
Wow, the fucking mouse guy.
What?
The rat guy.
No. Oh, rat. No, he's a wolf.
No, the werewolf. Remus Lupin. Y'all.
It's this dude. Is that not the Peter Pettigrew?
Is he also in it?
Is that not him?
I mean, he might be Peter Pettigrew, but...
A younger Pettigrew?
I didn't think so. The guy who plays...
Jim Broadbent.
Remus Lupin.
Remus. Also fucking... Yo, there's a bunch of Harry Potter guys in this.
Who else?
Isn't this guy in Harry Potter?
What is he?
You're scaring me, Zach.
Oh, is he the minister?
Yes.
Wait, show me.
He's
actually
in the Half Blood Prince. Yo, this movie was honestly
1991.
Who made the Harry Potter movies? They might have seen this and then cast these dudes.
No, they're just English.
Timothy Spall, dude. He was fucking. It's three people.
Peter Pettigrew.
Yes.
How many people live in England? I need to know this.
Like 150.
Damn, it's a lot.
It's 57.7 million, according to AI, which, you know, is often wrong. 56.
It is often wrong.
Million.
Okay.
So slightly less, maybe.
Okay.
This is interesting. Okay. Because they're acting like, but No, I think Canada's worse for that of reusing the same actors over and over and over and over and over and over again. But these are good actors. You know which one? I'm going to see... what's the one? With Emma Thompson's husband. Who's Emma Thompson's husband? Hamlet or Macbeth? Which one?
She's had a couple. Greg Wise?
Let me see. One of them is like a very famous Shakespearean actor.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
This
guy? From Harry Potter.
No, different guy.
The guy in Harry Potter.
Also from Harry Potter. Wait a second.
Kenneth Branagh?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. He's a fucking actor.
What's he in? That's coming up that you were excited.
No, no, this is... Jesus, that actually...
We go hit that? It's probably just a delivery.
Knock my hat off. I don't know if you don't know. If we don't
yeah,
know
maybe him. We don't need to.
No, just do it. Right. It's probably a package and just keep the doors locked. Let's see who it is. Dua Lipa. Everybody, welcome Dua Lipa to the podcast.
Hello.
Don't show up. Don't stop caring about me now.
Hello.
Walk away.
It's me.
Do you have your ring thing?
My phone's up there recording this episode. It's me, Dua
Lipa.
She doesn't have an accent like that. Does she? What are you doing? She's trying to find out who's... Oh, she's listening. Just look on your phone.
How my phone? It. I don't know where it is.
On the ring.
It's because I'm...
Emma Thompson's also in Harry Potter.
Yes, she is. She is. That's why I...
Wait, as who? Gosh.
She's in the Order of the Phoenix.
They got everybody in that.
She's the one with the glasses. Big glasses. Thick glasses. Teacher.
Really?
Yes. What's her name?
Yeah, she's this lady.
McGonagall? No, I have no idea.
No. Like, yeah, really?
Yeah,
Zany. Right.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. I was in it too. Zach was in it too.
Which one were you?
Zach was... Who were you, Zach?
I was an understudy for the whole thing.
Yeah.
For any character?
Yeah.
And they just never needed you?
Yeah, no.
Well, he was Harry for a second.
I was Harry. But
in one scene.
Yeah.
When you do the line.
It was like, oh... It was kind of like, you know?
Yeah. I was a
yeah,
body double, yeah, photo double for Voldemort.
Yes. And you were the inspiration for the prosthetics.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally.
Because I said, we got to, you know, do something. That's right, man.
Fuck, he's good. What's his name?
Rafe.
Rafe Fiennes.
Rafe Fiennes, damn. What did he find? An Oscar?
Not for that.
Damn, him and Chelsea Handler, huh? You guys know about this?
No. See, he kind of does it for me. I understand this. British, if you have a British accent and a low voice, mama mia, pennies flying off, it is a water park over here.
You would love him in 28 years later.
I believe it.
He's in it. And
yo,
he's
jacked now too, y'all.
And he's good. For?
Damn.
What's that
about?
What's
really
about? Good at 28 years later.
Like he's like a wax man.
It might be for 28 years later.
Do you know sometimes I have this thing where I'm like, I'm looking at older men and I'm going, give me a piece of that pumpkin pie. Do you guys ever have that for older women?
Yeah. Oh. Definitely.
Actually?
Yeah.
Like who?
Oh.
So many.
No, I gotta think.
Well,
name another one for you.
Fucking literally Ralph Fiennes, the actor before Emma Thompson's husband.
Okay, but someone else that we haven't been like talking about before all this. Like, it's not always easy to just be like name a person. You know what I mean?
The guy who plays the guy who's Legolas. No, not Legolas. You know the other one.
Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom doesn't do it for me. But the other one. The other one, the main guy. Legolas, what's the other guy's name? The main guy? Come on.
This dude?
No. Who's that guy? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
What's his name?
You're talking about Elijah Wood?
No.
No, who's the other guy?
Dumbledore?
No.
Keep going.
That's Wait, Dumbledore's not in
that's
that.
Not
it's Gandalf.
I thought you were looking, reading shit.
No, Lord of the Rings, the White Wizard? What's his name?
No, he's not a wizard. Come on.
You're into this shit. I know you're into that.
Gate, look. What is his name? everyone's screaming. Why am I blanking on it? Everyone's screaming. It's like the most obvious. What is his name?
It's
Bilbo?
Nope. Keep going.
Aragorn.
Aragorn.
Yeah.
Aragorn.
Gorn.
That's right.
He's one of the Bjornsons.
Let me see.
Or what are their names?
Yeah, what's his name though? He's an actor.
Yeah. Oy. Give me a piece of
that. He's not older.
But now, in that photo, he wasn't older, but now he's older.
What's his name? Look him up.
Viggo Mortensen.
Viggo Mortensen. Oh, hell. Hell.
That's a handsome guy.
Let's see. Let me see present day Viggo.
Yo, this is kind of a crazy
vibe. Matthew McConaughey.
Just him older, but with hair.
Matthew McConaughey, fucking so many older guys. I could do it. Whoa.
Yeah, I'd have to look.
Brad Pitt, obviously.
Brad Pitt is looking good.
Who else? So many. What about, okay, so I've just named a few. And now it's time for you to name just a single one.
Yep. You know what? I got one. This is actually crazy.
And if you say Pamela Anderson, I'll have to punch you in the face.
I don't know what her name is.
Okay.
But the mom in Step Brothers.
Oh, interesting.
Really?
Yeah, she's got a little vibe.
She's got a vibe.
Let me see.
Mary Steenburgen.
Wow.
There you go.
She's kind of got like a Republican mom.
Okay. She's got a vibe. Who else?
This is interesting. This is a because she's charming. But it's kind of, is it kind of giving like mommy?
Well, here's my question.
You know what I mean?
It have to be? Because
she's maternal.
For you, because yes. These are guys that you've also seen when they were young.
Like these guys are not giving like daddy. Do you know what I'm saying?
But listen, these are guys. These are guys that you've seen when they're young as well. So do you think that that has something to do with it? Because she's also in What's Eating Gilbert Grape. She's a bit younger.
No, but there's also a lot of people that I'm so unattracted to that have gotten older or that I liked in Disney Channel. And then now they are, you know.
Sure.
Didn't age very well.
Who else, man?
No, they're just sexy. They have this like sort of like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They have this sex appeal.
Who else?
I know.
Marissa Tomei.
Oh, of course. Marissa Tomei.
Let me see.
She's bad.
What about what's her name?
Longoria. She was in what? Desperate Housewives?
No, that's the wrong one I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of, what's the one from Modern?
She's great.
Who is that?
Marissa Tomei.
She's
what about Modern Family?
Oh, what's her name?
Oh, what is her name?
Yeah.
Sophia, no.
Yeah, that's right. Sophia Vergara.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how old is she? She's not like giving
she's like 19.
Bro, she's like 50. But she's basically dead.
But you're talking, how old is she, Zach?
That was a joke.
Come on, bro.
53 years old.
Yeah, see? But that's
older.
How old's Brad Pitt?
50 plus. Yeah, I'd say you're old. In the zaddy category. You're in MILF zaddy category. I'm sorry. It's a way of life. 50. Over 50. I'm not saying 40's old. I'm not saying 50's old.
Yeah, but he's 61, man. See.
I'm not saying 50 is old. I'm just saying that's your middle age.
There's someone else too that's like a, like oh, they like have barely aged at all.
What about Kristen Wiig now? Kristen Wiig has gotten hotter as she's aged, in my opinion.
You think so? I don't know what she looks like right now.
Yeah, she looks good.
She has a hot younger husband.
Really? How much younger?
Much.
Let's see her.
Yeah, do you like Bill Murray vibes?
I don't know.
No, Bill Murray is...
No. No.
Unfortunately, too old.
Come on.
That was kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Right? She's kind of... Zach says no.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of actresses also in like their 60s as well.
There aren't any. Welcome to Hollywood.
Nice. How old's Parker Posey? 50
something, 51 maybe.
56. Fucking, yeah.
And?
She was doing her thing in White Lotus.
Yeah, you would have a slice of that pumpkin pie.
I'm not a fan of pumpkin too much.
What about the other three ladies?
Yeah.
In White Lotus.
Well, you know, I don't know how old the other ones are, but I saw a thing where...
49, 44, and 50.
Carrie Coon, who is the one that everyone is... She's the one that is kind of like the odd one out of the group.
Yes.
She did an interview and she gets cast for older women, women older than her demographic.
Whoa.
Because she hasn't had any work done.
Wow.
I saw an interview where she said that.
That's so interesting because, wow.
Yeah.
I don't think she needs to get work done.
I don't think so either.
She looks great.
She looks great.
But you would, okay, I'm going to ask this. The hard-hitting questions. Out of the three women, do you prefer the work done or do you not prefer the work done?
No.
On an attraction level.
I feel like even when we were watching it, we were saying that her character...
is the sexiest.
Yeah.
I like that.
And that's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
What are you going to do when I'm gone?
We have been singing this song so much, the three of us. One of us will just break into it.
Really?
And then the other three of us will sing it. You know which song I'm talking about.
Because I know how to shoot. And I know how to fight.
No.
I'm getting you once, I'll tell you twice.
Nope.
Which one?
Working out here on the docks. Everyone sees a long day through. Come on. Every little kiss.
Yes. I don't know the words. I only know when the day goes down
on the water town. And the sun sinks low all around. It's a great, great song that I unfortunately was introduced to just recently. Just recently. All right, let's play a game. You want to play a game?
Yes.
Or what am I going to do when you're out of town?
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Well, Michael and I are going to try to write. We're going to maybe try to shoot a short.
Whoa. Don't do... Well.
What?
So don't do it too quick. How, do you have an idea for it?
What's that? When's that set?
When a friend goes out of town, it's just...
Embrace me time.
Embrace me time. Stay connected virtually.
That's right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Hey, that's right.
What do you mean don't do two?
Just, do you have an idea for the short?
Yeah, okay. we've already got something cooking.
Okay.
You know what's really crazy though is... the other person involved is like, let's just take a week and make a feature. And I'm like, that's crazy.
No, I just think only make, don't make something to make something. Make something when it feels right to make something.
Of course.
Because sometimes there's things that just, you can feel that they made something to make something. I understand that that's maybe practice, but
practice.
But, But
no, I know. Either way, I'm going to find something to fill the time.
I feel like writing is a better use of time.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of writing. Yeah,
great.
For sure.
Great.
A lot of writing. We'll probably go to like a lake somewhere and just like spend like 2 weeks at a lake, just like swimming around, just hanging out. We'll probably
don't
get,
even
like,
joke with
probably
me.
Get like ice cream.
Don't even joke with me. Are you going to come visit me on the weekends?
What else are we going to do? I think we might like...
I'm going to be out by a lake and I'm going to be swimming. I'm going to have ice cream too. And I'm going to be actually on set filming a movie. So
I know. I'm really excited for you and for this movie.
I'm excited to dive into something that... because my head is so everywhere all the time, doing many different hats.
Yeah.
So now I'm excited to just have one thing to focus on.
Yeah.
That I go to bed in the morning, I still work on that thing and feeling accomplished going to bed. Because sometimes we just have so many little things.
Yep.
That I go to bed and I'm like, what the fuck did I do? I did nothing.
For sure.
Even though that's not true. So yeah. And there are a lot of other things that are very exciting happening in my life.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it more in the pod so I can maybe be... I'm not going to say what they are, but
you mean in the bonus?
In the bonus, in the pod. We're going to talk about it on the podcast.
You know, it's no spoiler to say that you're the lead of this movie.
Yeah.
That's not a spoiler, right? Or
no one knows who's working on it.
Yeah, we can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is big. You've led a TV show, I guess.
Yeah.
So you do have that experience, but I was going to say you've never led a movie.
No, it's an indie movie. It's an indie. I mean, let's
still a lead though.
Yes. Let's just say it rhymes with the Mine Witch and the Morn Rope.
And let's just say that in the beginning, you might just see three digits. That one of them's a letter, and the other two are numbers. And let's just say that they make a lot of wicked movies. And
let's just say it's the movie Bug's Life, but real life. And I'm going to be doing just the body motion acting for it. Let's just say that.
But it's real life.
You know, Bug's Life is animated. I'm just saying they're doing a live action. You know how Disney does that?
Yeah.
So it's Bug's Life live action. I'm telling everyone. It's Bug's Life live action. And I'm the... I'm just doing the body motions for all of them.
But that doesn't make
sense. They saw my videos and they're like, she's very physical.
That doesn't make sense.
What do you mean?
If it's live action, that means that there's actors doing it. It's not animated. So there
there's animation. Okay, come on. Yes, it does make sense. Lion King, they did live action, but it just looks like real life, but they obviously had to animate the animals.
So you're, okay. That's
do you
what
see
you
what
mean.
I'm saying?
Yes.
So someone had to be those animals. That's me. I'm breaking the Hollywood fourth wall here. That's what it is.
So it's sort of like a CGI animal, but you're doing the movements for it.
That's right.
I see.
Ready? This is Elephant.
You got it.
Tell me another animal.
Butterfly. Whoa, that's really nice. Whoa.
It's the ripple of the animals.
Yeah, there's like a ripple, sort of like waviness to the thing, which I don't think butterflies really do.
On the computer.
Oh, really? Like it helps?
It's going to show on the computer.
Okay.
Ask me one more. Just one more.
Okay. Let me see. Does it have to be like, could it be something that's like extinct? Like a dinosaur?
No. It has to be in the movies because I was not trained on the other animals.
Okay. Let me just see like one of the ants.
Okay.
And that's one of the main things in the movie.
Okay.
They got like a little shimmy to their shoulder. Yeah, that's nice. Okay. Wow.
Okay, one more. You can ask me one more.
What else is in that movie? Oh, there's like a beetle, isn't there? In Bug's Life?
Is there
Life?
A beetle?
Yeah, there's a beetle in Bug's Life.
Yeah, the beetle. Of course, the beetle. That's That's when it's flying, and then it lands. Ready?
Nice. Zach, I need you to look something up for me before I forget this. Was there a TV show when we were kids, an animated TV show called like Beetleborgs?
Yeah, there's something like that. Beetleborgs.
Is that what it's called?
Is there? It's like a fake Power Rangers.
And it's with like,
I'm pretty
yes.
sure I've watched it before.
Oh, I remember that a lot. And I really miss that.
Because yes, this shit. That guy inspired you, I feel like.
Yeah.
Right. Oh my God. That was the scariest thing in the world.
I love Beetleborgs.
Scary.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Jesus.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Well, it's about the time. We got some people to thank. So, Connery, go ahead and
cue the music.
That music.
Down, out, out, out. Oh. Zone out, out, out.
He's cueing the music.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Zone out, out, out. Zone out, out, out. We got rock and roll practice. We got bands. The battle of the bands coming right off. And yes, we've got... And yes, it's going to be one of the best battle of the bands. We've got bands from all across London. And we're going to be showing some of the best bands you've ever seen in this entire town. Sorry, mate. What'd you say? And yes, we're going to be showing some of the best bands across all of London. So we're going to be showing some of the best bands. They always say tune in for the battle of the bands. Is that borderline offensive?
No. He's just missing his...
Oh, okay, okay.
He's missing a lot of his
teeth. This is a real character.
He's missing a lot of his
teeth. Okay, because I wasn't sure what was going.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, yeah. Well, all right. Well, we've got our new set list. This is the new set list so that we could win the Battle of Bands. It's been our greatest, greatest, biggest dream yet. So.
Wait.
What is the set list?
This is all the bands that are going to be playing in the Battle of the Bands. Stella Dahlstrom, Finn Brooch.
He doesn't have teeth.
He's so excited, dude.
Sarah Dahlstrom, Finn Bruce, Corrada Ottenberg, Adrian Newbicki, Hayden Coon, Katie Chase, Brad Stick, Mansell Wheatstick, Dana Kreutzmann, Hot Sauce Hay, Sophie Sayankowski, Hermione Riley, Ali, Andre Sanchez, Mia Bobadilla, Coco, Willy 101, Emily Faith, Mackenzie, Maggie Moran, Stinky L, Meg Worry, Troy and Haley Coleslaw, DJ Khaled Sticker Girls, You the Best, Debbie McPentagon, Haley Nelson, Betsy, Taylor Lanier, Bank, Ruby, Veronica and Carl, Best Friends in Real Life, Ha, Luke Shin, Megan Gilby, Ava Eastberg, Taylor Redberg, Michael McKinney, Lauren Bauer, Bright Eyed Brunette Bombshell, Flynn, Andy and Katie's Friend, Bobby Goods, Cat Girl in a Doll World, Cat and Queen, Fantasy Camp, Mandy and Livy, Sharon, Charlie McIlrath, Annie Elmer, Haley Yo, Daphne, Michael, Manny Meadow, Anna Garlington, DC, Charlie Solinsky Jr., Haley, Ello, and Lily Toller all coming in for the Battle of the Bands. It's here, it's happening live in London.
I gotta think of a name for that character.
I have never seen you you disappeared into that character.
Yeah.
So it's a toothless
battle
of the bands.
Yeah.
He's in a band.
No, he
runs Battle of the Bands.
The way I ran that scene was that the way I thought about it was that you and I are running the Battle of the Bands. And these are all of the bands. These are all the bands.
There was one name that was really great. Cat girl in a dog world.
Cat girl in a dog world. It's hard to make it seem like you don't have teeth.
Because it's maybe just the bottom teeth that he's missing. I think he's still got his top teeth.
I think, Kyle, once again, you are such a character actor and it's been a pleasure.
It's weird.
Working with you.
Hey, thanks so much. You know, should we kiss? Sometimes.
Should we kiss? Come on.
Sometimes what you got to do when you're becoming a character is you just envision this version of a being, whether that's human, whether that's animal, whether that's alien. You just envision yourself kind of you transform into this thing. And suddenly, you know, suddenly who Kyle is disappears. Suddenly, there's this new being, this new consciousness that's entered me, and it allows me to sort of transcend anything that's happened before this life as Kyle. And I'm sort of able to enter into a new sort of personality, a new world, right? And you're just able to craft ideas from a perspective that's not the perspective of Kyle, but the perspective of, you know, say Frankenstein, say SpongeBob, right? What are these people thinking? What are these individuals seeing and perceiving?
And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye. We love you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.